There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Women's bodies are on fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this sect of fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me? Now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
And I'm Taylor. No Adam tonight. Adam was only allowed to come over last night, I think.
Yeah. You guys could have recorded.
We could have. We were just having a chit-chat, having a good time. And
could have done one of those Thursday throw-ups that we
probably could have. We had some stuff to talk about. But.
So, yeah, sometimes after the podcast, me and Taylor will just sit around drinking and bullshitting.
Yeah.
And they're always fun conversations. And last week, Taylor is he started talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good conversation. And then we started talking about 101 Dalmatians. And one of us came up with the idea of, hey, let's go record this.
Yeah.
And so we started. And then we actually recorded two of them. So there's going to be another one this week.
Yeah.
Probably. We haven't listened to it. We don't know if it's awful or not.
It's probably awful. We probably should listen to it.
We can't really remember. We couldn't remember what we talked about with the first one.
it comes and it goes, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, no, I think I remember talking about that.
Yeah. We'll every now and again be throwing up an extra one on Thursday just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if I have to apologize if you hear any slurping or slopping
in
the background.
Yeah, if it sounds like there's a porno going on in the background, it's because Taylor gave Fritz a bone. And
I did. It had some ham on it, some sort of ham bone. I don't know. I found it in the pet section.
Yeah.
And I figured it would be a good way to keep him distracted while because Deanne's not here. And if he was left upstairs, he'd be barking and whatnot. So I thought, you know what, Let's go for this. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So it's worked out so far. Hey, Fritz. Yeah. How is it? He loves it. Fucking loves it. But, yeah. So we had weddings and funeral. A wedding and a funeral this week.
One wedding and a funeral.
Yeah. I don't like either of them. You know, they both suck.
I actually had fun at the wedding.
Sure. That's good.
I'll bet the funeral was a real blast.
It was a downer, man.
Oh, really? Who knew?
No, but I was asked to be a pallbearer. First time ever. Next time they ask me to be a pallbearer, I want to be an honorary pallbearer. You know, the guy that just walks behind the casket.
All right.
Deanne's cousin was a big guy. He was like 400 pounds at least.
Oh, wow.
At least. So the guy pulls up, which wasn't a hearse, which was kind of weird. It was just a... It was an SUV. It was a Ford Explorer fitted for a casket.
Well, that's probably bigger than a hearse.
Yeah, for sure. So I thought that's kind of cool to have.
Go out in style.
Yeah, there you go. So we loaded his butt up, and holy buckets, was he heavy. And we got out to the gravesite.
Well, nice way to speak of the dead, Taylor.
Well, we get out to the gravesite, and there's no... mechanism for lowering him into the grave.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck are we going to do? And like, he's got the, so I'm like, this guy was the definition of an undertaker. Like, he was old and creepy and he was missing teeth.
Oh, wow.
The perfect Undertaker, right? So I was like, fuck. This guy, he's got a big SUV. He's got to have, I don't know what that thing is called that lowers him in. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, he's got to have one of those in the car, right? Mm-hmm. Right? He's got to have one, right? How else are we going to get this guy in the grave? And we get there, and he's like, okay, I'll get the straps.
That's
like,
what I thought. Oh, when you said there was no mechanism, I knew you were going to go with straps.
Yep. So he had a bunch of straps that we had to lower. As four, plus the weight of the casket. I'm sure all together the thing was over 1,000 pounds or close to it.
Well, there's six of you.
There was.
I mean,
it sucks. It sucks because I was, quote, one of the stronger guys. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not strong. This sucks. Huh. So I had to be at the front, and it was really goddamn heavy. And we lowered it in, and then we lower him in. We close up, we shut the box or whatever, and I'm like, all right, we're done. And then they hand me a shovel.
Oh, no.
And it was kind of a cool send-off, I guess, in some regards. You know, it was a Native American thing. You don't leave the graveside until your dead is buried in the Sioux culture and the Lakota culture. So I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. So it was fucking hot as balls on Saturday. For October, what
and
the fuck?
You're a sweater.
I am a sweater. I'm a sweaty guy, and we all got black shirts to wear, of course, for being a pallbearer. I'm like, fuck, this is hot and sweaty, but everything went according to plan. Everything was fine, and we gave him a send off, I guess. But
well, you said that was on Friday or
Saturday? Thursday. Jeez, Thursday.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking, yeah, Saturday wasn't really all that nice. It was rainy.
Sorry. Yes, Saturday would have been all right, but no, you're right. You're right. It was Thursday, so yeah, it was fucking hot.
All right.
But at least you got the wedding, man.
I had a long week. It was good. It was a good week, but also it was a bad week. Okay,
You didn't have to work or nothing.
I had to work one night, but oh. Okay. So first thing, let's start off on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Monday morning, I had to take Brandon to the dentist.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Molly swears up and down she told me 8:30, but she didn't. She told me 8 o'clock. I had to have him at the dentist by 8, right? So I get up. I get over to her place at, like, 22, get Brandon into the car. We drive over there. First thing I say to him, though, last thing I say to him before we leave the house, it's a dentist office. They're probably going to make you wear a mask. Grab a mask, just in case. And yep. He goes, oh, okay, good idea, you know. So grabs the mask, and he's just got it, like, in his hands while we're driving there. Get to the dentist office, and I look, they have all these mirrors, or not mirrors, all these windows, you know, so you can see inside. Not one person in there's wearing a mask. Oh. And I go, I guess you don't need that. And he's like, oh, okay. So puts it in his pocket. We walk up to the door. It's 8 o'clock. We made it right on time on the dot. Says they don't open until 8:30. I'm like, shit. So
wait, who said it was at 8 o'clock?
Molity swears up and down she said 8:30. But I know she said 8.
Okay.
So so it's 8 o'clock. So we sit there. At least they unlock the doors, you know. So we sit there in there, you know, waiting. It's 8:30. I figure, hey, we're gonna be first ones in. No, took another 15 minutes for them to call his name. So it's like 8:45.
Jesus.
Took him about a little more than 45 minutes to finish his procedures up or whatever.
Yeah.
So now it's like past 9:30, you know, she told me to take him to school afterward, and I saw her tell him, don't you be calling me telling me you don't feel good, you're going to school, right?
Yeah.
Well, he came out of that dental office and his face was fucked up. like he looked like he slept on a pillow made out of bees.
Swolled up, huh?
It was all swollen on one side. He had three indents from whatever they put on his face. On the sides of his face, like the right side of his face was all swollen up, and his like eye was half closed. He looked like Quasimodo from the Disney picture.
What do they do to the poor bastard?
They were just like, was there any filling in a cavity? Apparently, but like
maybe he had a reaction or something.
I don't know. I had fillings put in, and like nothing fucked up happened to my face. They just put it, they didn't even give me no Novocaine. They just were giving me a filling. They were just doing something with the cavity, you know? But anyway, so, I broke my tooth, remember? They just put in, like, some stuff on top of that. And,
well, okay, from my experience, a filling, they're going to numb you up.
They didn't numb me up.
Did it hurt?
No.
Oh, then you didn't get the drill then, man.
No, I didn't get a drill.
Oh yeah. Well, if he's got to fill a cavity, they got to drill that shit out.
They have to drill it.
So they're gonna give you Novocaine.
Oh, okay.
What dentist was it?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me later, because I'm curious, because I rant and rave about going to this one in Mandan called Ideal Dentistry,
uh-huh.
And they use fucking lasers for the procedure. So they. They get me in there and they say, we don't have to numb you up at all. And my experience with dental work, it's like, what the fuck do you mean you're not going to numb me up? Fuck you. Right. And they said, well, I didn't say that to them. I'm like, but I was very hesitant. I said, what? No. I said, if it hurts, are you going to numb me? And they're like, yeah, of course. But it's just a laser that blasts out the tooth decay and then they fill you right up.
All right.
And it just feels cold, like eating some ice cream or something. And like, didn't numb me up at all. It was fucking awesome. I could go and get that done every single day of the week.
Well, yeah, it's
poor fucking
that.
Brandon, man. Jesus.
Yeah, well, so, yeah, he looked like a Barbie doll that was melted in the microwave. You know, like, this kid looked fucked up. Like,
and you said, too bad you're going to school.
You ever see the movie Little Nicky?
A long time ago.
Where Adam Sandler's face, yeah, worse than that. But
how did he talk?
He was talking pretty fine.
Okay,
pretty normal.
Maybe he was like fucking Adrian.
So we looked like Rocky after the end of Rocky One. So I'm driving to school. Right, we're about a block and a half away from school, and I see him reach in his pocket and pull out his mask, and we're pulling up to the doors, and he starts putting the mask on. I go, I thought they didn't have you wearing those in school no more. No, they don't have us wearing them in school no more. I go, is it because your face looks like that? He goes, yeah. I was like, good call, bud.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah.
What grade is he in now?
He's 12, or no, 14. What's that, like 7th grade?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, poor son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
So I did have to work.
So what happened? Did he go
He had to work that night. By the time he got to work, that was like about 9:30, just after 9:30 in the morning. By the time he got to work at 4:30, his face was just fine.
Okay, good, so, good.
You know, that was the only night I had to work this week.
Good.
And a former Bismarck politician, retired now, was in there. And
Not national, but just the Bismarck.
Just Bismarck, yeah. local politician. I think the top he reached. He was Bismarck politician for years and years.
Okay,
he was mayor for a little bit. Republican dude.
Well, more likely.
This dude was cracking me up, like, cause he spent time like kind of behind the scenes in like Washington doing stuff too.
Sure.
So he's met a lot of the national politicians too.
Yeah.
He was talking shit on everyone. Like,
nice.
Not like I said, this dude's a Republican. He was talking shit on all the party. Like, yeah, it was like liberal, moderate, you know, very conservatives, like Republican, Democrat, didn't give a fuck. And oh man, it was funny.
Awesome.
The Clintons, John Boehner. Yeah, like it was.
And you're like, hey, I met this guy more than once, right?
Yeah,
Boehner.
Yeah, I just kept my mouth shut and listened. And you know, I was trying not to be near the conversation, but when I could, it was funny. So later that night too, Shay was trying to explain like our godparents' situation to Natalie.
So okay. Yeah.
He was talking about like how his godfather is Donnie, and
okay.
She goes. Wait, no, but your godmother is Debbie, and Shay goes, yeah. He goes, well, they're not married, And Shay's like, what, do you think that godparents are couples? Right?
They could be, right?
I mean, they could be,
yeah,
hypothetically, but they don't have to. Like,
right.
And like, she's like, oh, they're not. And Shay just like looks at me and starts laughing. And like just laughing hard. And then he finally stops laughing. He's like, fucking Lutherans.
Okay, well, to be fair. Crack
me up.
To be fair, I mean, I wouldn't know. Natalie isn't wrong in that sense because, okay, isn't the purpose of a godparent to kind of step in if there were something to happen to the parent, right?
My parents told me that when I was young. Okay, the purpose of a godparent is to give you spiritual guidance if you need it throughout
your life. Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know why I got two god kids. I don't got
you
any spiritual.
You are a fucking piece of shit.
I got no spiritual guidance to give, you know. Like,
just you should show them what a good beer is. You know,
I don't know. I don't know. Some people, I mean, they think it's a good idea to make me one, but I don't know. But I mean, you know, I like the kids, but I don't know what to do in that situation. But that's what my mom
told
me.
I suppose, you don't have to, it doesn't necessarily have to be spiritual, but maybe you could redefine it as, you know, if they ever needed advice or if they ever needed money.
Yeah, well, what I said was...
Just kidding.
What I said was... is what it is. You're supposed to be there for like spiritual guidance,
okay,
or whatever.
Sure.
If the kids got questions on religion or whatever and they don't feel like they can ask their parents or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But when I was a kid, me and Shay asked my mom what godparents were for. And she's like, well, if anything ever happened to me and Pop, you would go live with them. And then me and Shay got really upset because we thought that meant we'd get split up.
Okay, because you have different godparents.
Yeah, because you don't got the same godparents.
It's, okay, I wouldn't
so
know.
So we were pretty fucking pissed. My mom was probably just like, I don't know the answer to this.
Ah, fuck you.
She was like probably like in her, she was probably in her like mid-20s. She's like maybe late mid to late 20s.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know the answer to this. I just want to shut these kids up. I'll just tell them like if we die, you got to go live with them. Well, we were pissed, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, traumatized you guys. Just like, oh, fuck, what are we going
to
do?
We got to make sure nothing happens to mom and pop.
Right.
At least not at the same time. Yeah. You know?
She knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah. But I don't know. So, yeah, then I wasn't sure I was going to make it to the wedding.
What?
Yeah, so I seen you on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night, I had people over, like, I was grilling in the backyard.
Family
I had, like,
and whatnot,
out
right?
of town people.
Yeah, yeah.
Come over. I grilled a bunch of pork chops up and had some potato salad and some pickles and stuff. And just set it out there and said, eat up, you know? Well, they all kind of got over. They were supposed to get there around 6. Well, they didn't get there until 7. And about 8:30, I'm just not feeling very good. I'm like, I don't feel good. I got this chill coming on. I recognize this feeling, but I don't know why, you know? A little after 9, I was like, okay, you know, like, you guys all got to go, you know? Which was fine anyway. Most of them had kids anyway. They were all going to leave anyhow. I was like, you know, I'll see you guys on Saturday. Love you. You know? Get out, you
get
know,
the
like as politely as possible.
So,
but
not like Craig, you need to leave.
No, yeah, now. Like you need to get walking. No, not like that guy.
Get walking, family.
No, it wasn't like that. But like I was being as polite as possible. But I was at that point, I was completely miserable, and I went down to the basement and I sat down. I'm just like I'm exhausted and I have this chill and I. You know, something is going on with me, and I recognize this feeling, and I don't know why. And I sat down on the couch, then I got up to start trying to do the dishes from all the people eating. I walked over towards the kitchen. I didn't even make it all the way. I had to turn around and go back to the couch, and I sat down. I was like, I don't have any breath. I was like, I think I've got fucking COVID.
What?
I was like, oh my God, like I'm freaking out. Like it's Thursday night. I'm supposed to be best man on fucking Saturday. And I was like, God, you know, like the clinic's closed. I can't go, you know? I was like, I gotta wait till tomorrow, you know? So I went to bed with the intention of getting up at 8 because I think the clinic opens up right around 8. That was the intention of getting up around 8. I got up. I went to bed at 11.
Yeah.
I got up at 10. I didn't even shower on Thursday. I couldn't do it. I had enough energy to make it from the couch to my bed, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, I showered, get to the clinic at around 11, take the test. They're like, do you want to wait here for your results? I was like, no. I was like, can I go home, please? And they're like, okay, like, we'll call you. So I go home. They call me up. They're like, it's negative. I was like, thank goodness. And they're like, we hope you feel better tomorrow. I was like, yeah, me too.
Shit.
Yeah. I was exhausted on Friday. And Malati calls. She's like, you want to hang out? I was like, yes. I had the whole week off. Hadn't seen her. It's like 6 o'clock at night. I hadn't seen her all week. 6 o'clock at night. I go over to her house. By 6:45, she's like, you need to go home. Like, I was like, she looks at me. She's like, you look miserable. You look exhausted.
Were you running a fever or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was sweating, but I was also freezing. My skin was burning, you know, like everything except for the cough and the sore throat.
Yeah.
It was exact and a runny nose. It was exactly like COVID, except for I didn't have the cough, the sore throat, or the runny nose, you know? And I woke up on Saturday morning and I was like, oh my God, I'm almost at 90%, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm not near 100%, but I'm almost there, you know, like I was so thankful, you know, cause I was like thinking I was going to have to tell, during that test, I was so waiting for the results. I was so nervous. I was going to have to tell Shay, you know, like, hey,
you got COVID, bud.
You're going to have to tell Gabriel to step up as best man. I was going to have to call my boss and be like, hey, you know, I took this whole week off. Guess what? I need
two more weeks.
I need another 10 days.
Oh, like, fuck.
I was so nervous. Like,
yeah, but you're vaccinated.
Exactly. I am, but that doesn't mean that you can't get it again.
Right, right.
The chances of it happening are extremely unlikely.
Right.
But and then also, you know, there's all those people at the wedding. That's the biggest reason I went and got the test was because, you know, my grandparents are there and all those old people there.
Don't want to fuck around with that. No way.
You know, and oh, I was so nervous.
I'm glad it turned out all right, but keep an eye on those symptoms, man.
Yeah. But that was crazy. So I wake up on Saturday morning. And it was pouring buckets. You know, you seen it.
Yeah. Like fucking coming down good.
So the whole plan was to get going at 1:30, you know, get the pictures taken. Well, when Natalie woke up and see that, she got on a horn and things started changing, you know, like it wasn't 1:30. We weren't meeting where we were supposed to. Now we're going to a different place at 1 o'clock. And me and Shay are just all like, I was like texting him, hey, you want to go to breakfast and all. I didn't even start thinking about getting ready till about like 15 minutes before noon. So I had like an hour and 15 minutes to get ready. I open up the shirt. I was like, oh man, this thing needs to be ironed bad.
Oh.
Like it was like, cause it like the front was fine, but all the sleeves were all bunched up and wrinkled. Like that was like, we're cutting it close, you know, I got him there at exactly 1 o'clock.
Good, good.
And he's like, I need you to run across the street and go grab me breakfast and stuff. And like, I was running all over the place. And I knew Natalie was going to start crying during the wedding. So I went and picked up a bunch of tissues, like the little packages of them.
Right.
And I realized, well, Natalie's sisters and her mom are here. So it's a good thing I got a pack of 8 of them. So I gave them to like their husbands or, you know, and I don't know, everyone had tissues, so that was good.
Right, right.
I don't know. It was that was crazy getting there. So
colon sports.
No, let's take a break from the wedding stuff. We'll get back to that. Tell me, it's October.
Yeah.
What kind of spooky movies or Halloween movies do you watch? We've talked about this, but it's been a few years since we've talked about this kind of stuff.
Do I watch?
What are some of your favorites?
Favorites? You know, honestly, I'm not really into the whole slasher thing. So I'm not I'll watch them, I guess. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Friday the 13th or what the fuck is the Freddy Krueger? Nightmare on Elm Street. So I'm not like a huge fan of those movies per se.
Yeah.
I always, Child's Play will always have a place in my heart, okay, only because it was definitely one that my parents would have been like, no, you are not watching that. And then I would catch the TV version on TBS or some shit, you know? Yeah. And I do. I remember watching, and I you're going to think I'm a dickhead for this, but I loved the second one. You know, I loved that they went into the factory.
I don't know that I've actually seen the second one.
Really?
I know I've seen the first one, but I've only seen it maybe once.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of times.
And then I saw the third one, and that was it for many, many, many years. I never watched The Bride and whatever it was. And then Deanne and I, you know, a few years ago, ended up going to the reboot or whatever it was, or the remake. Mm-hmm. With Mark Hamill, and it is actually really fucking good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, I guess, would probably be up there.
All right.
For me.
So I went over to Malty's house last night, and she wanted to watch a movie. And I said, okay, I'm going to go grab the wedding, the groomsman's present that Shay got for the groomsman.
Oh, yeah.
From the car. While I'm getting that, why don't you pick a movie? And I walked outside, and I was like, God, she's going to pick something awful. Like, I shouldn't have let her pick the movie. So walk outside and grab the thing, bring it back in, and sure enough, she's picked some horror movie. I'm not a huge horror movie fan.
Yeah.
But the worst ones are the psychological ones where there's a husband and a wife, and I don't know. They always suck at Lifetime bullshit. But this one was some shit that I think it was made just for HBO because I tried looking it up. You know who's in it is Michael Madsen. He's like always the cool guy in the Reservoir Dogs. Movies.
Okay.
You know, yep. Like he was. I don't know what color he was, but he was in Reservoir Dogs. He's
okay.
Like, are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? You know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Michael Madsen. So he was in it, and I was trying to look up information on this movie, and I went to Michael Madsen's Wikipedia, and it's not under his filmography. It's called House. House. That's the name of the movie.
He starred in this, and he didn't have a filmography?
It wasn't in his filmography.
Weird. Okay.
And then I went to his IMDb page, because Wikipedia, sometimes I miss stuff. It wasn't on his IMDb page either.
Weird.
And I couldn't find jack about it. Like, I finally found a little bit about it, but the only info I could find about it was on the HBO page.
Is it like an HBO original or something?
I don't know, but it was awful. It was shit.
It's like, I don't want my name anywhere near this thing.
Well, I couldn't find anyone else's, anyone else.
Weird.
You know, it was awful. So after it was over, I was like, okay, we're going to pick the movie I wanted to watch. And I asked you if we could watch before this, Evil Dead 2, which is one of the best sequels of all time.
Okay.
It's one of the most original, underrated sequels. Because when people say best sequels, they always talk about Terminator 2,
yeah,
City Slickers 2, Grumpier Old Men. You know, there's plenty of
Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, that was probably better.
Oh, thank you.
It's definitely better than the third.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what's Return of the Jedi, or no, the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
Empire,
for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of sequels that are better than the original. Not a lot, but there are sequels. But Evil Dead 2 never gets mentioned, probably because Army of Darkness overshadows that even.
Right. Tell me if I'm wrong here, but I've never seen Evil Dead or Evil Dead 1. I've seen Army of Darkness, but wasn't it that Evil Dead was supposed to be kind of, the first, wasn't it supposed to be kind of a serious movie?
It was. And then everybody it was like, a very low budget movie. It critically, it didn't do great and didn't do great commercially. But Steven Spielberg, I believe, no, Stephen King was attached to it. Like he produced it, and he believed in it so much that when Sam Raimi wanted to make Army of or Evil Dead 2, but it was basically gonna be Army of Darkness. And Stephen King said, "No, I want you to make something closer to the first one." So basically, they made a movie that was almost the same as the first one,
but goofy,
but in a different timeline, because the timelines are all fucked up. Because that's what happens when you do the portal, is your timeline gets switched around.
Okay.
So the timeline from the first one kind of went back to the second one, and then they fucked up the timeline so bad at the end of the second one that he went back to medieval times in Army of Darkness.
Gotcha.
So it's very similar. Army of Darkness, dude. It's very similar to the first time.
I gotta watch.
Basically,
Evil Dead.
Watch Evil Dead 2. You don't really have to see. You can watch Evil Dead 1. It's kind of one of those accidentally funny ones. It's kind of like, it's almost like, what's that one with the, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, so bad it's good.
It's like that.
The room.
It's like he was trying to make a good movie, and there are good things, but there are parts where it's definitely funny by accident. Like when the tree rapes the girl or whatever.
Jesus, yeah.
Like, I know it's supposed to be scary, and I saw this when I was like maybe 14 or 15, and I busted out laughing. Like I was supposed to be scared, but it was so accidentally funny. Like
But from what I understand, though, in Evil Dead 2 as well as Army of Darkness, they kind of are playing into that goofiness.
They leaned into the goofiness.
Right.
And they really fixed the kinks. Like now a tree attacks a girl in the second one, but it is actually scarier, and they don't have the hentai shit going on with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I suppose.
But, like, so I was, like, during this house movie we were watching, I was like, holy shit, this is boring. Like, and she's like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing.
It's boring.
I was like, nothing. She's like, no, really, what's wrong? I was like, it's bored and I don't get it. Like they just keep on, like, they're in a house, and somehow the house knows all their past mistakes or their past regrets. But trying to judge this one couple guilty because their daughter fell through the ice and they felt guilty and drowned, and they felt guilty about it. But it's not like they actually did it, you know? Like they were just busy at the time. They told the girl it was her fault anyway. They told the little shit that, you know, just wait, we're busy, we'll take you out after a bit, or go find your mom, she'll do it, you know. Like,
yeah.
No, she just went out on the ice and fucking drowned like a dumbass, and, like, she's the one, it's her fault. I don't know. But then this, I don't know. And then the wrong, I don't know. It sucked. But then, like,
0 out of 10.
Then we watched Evil Dead, and she hated it. She's like,
really?
She's like, it's like a silent film. I was like, the fact that there's no, like, soundtrack really, and there's not a lot of talking or background noise adds to the fact that it's scarier. And she just, and she's like, but it's just silence and then screaming and yelling. It's like, yeah, but, like, the screaming and yelling, it's either actually scary or they're really playing into that Looney Tunes sort of shit. Like, I watch Evil Dead 2, I'm like, okay, it's actually scary, and or it is Looney Tunes.
Yeah, of course.
And it's kind of the best of both.
Well, that was sort of what the... I don't know if you ever watched the new one.
No, I have not.
Fuck, man.
I think that's on HBO Max. I'm not sure. But I got to definitely check it out.
I would, if you ever want to watch that one together, let me know, because that one was so fucked. And it was really well done. Really, really kind of... I don't know. They paid homage to the original.
It's actually on Hulu.
Oh, cool.
I don't want to watch it together unless you're going to help me cover my eyes during the scary parts.
Sure, I can do that for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks. You just tell me when it's over, Taylor. Tell me when it's over.
Yeah, that was actually pretty fucking good. I don't know. And I was hoping for more. I was hoping that it would have continued. Like
you've
they
never
done.
Seen like Evil Dead 2, but you went and watched the reboot version of God, this is why I hate your guts, Taylor. You're just the worst.
I've seen Army of Darkness.
Oh man.
So when Bruce Campbell came out at the end.
Well, thanks, man.
Well, no, it was a post-credit scene. It
thanks,
was like,
Taylor.
It was super post-credit, and all he does is he comes across the street and he just says, groovy. And that was it. It wasn't like he came out and did something.
Just
no.
Ruined the movie. Ruined the entire thing for me.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Way she goes.
All right, so, yeah, sorry.
It was funny because Deanne, I was pissed because Deanne, the fuck, she was on a scary movie tear.
Okay.
And what the fuck was she watching? Oh, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
The sequel.
Did she ever see the first one?
Of course she has. She watched it before.
Oh, wow.
She was doing a little marathon.
So that stupidity doesn't run in your marriage.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So we watched, so I told her, another one of my favorites was 13 Ghosts. Remember that one with Matthew Lillard? The guy from Monk?
No, I've never seen it.
Really?
I don't know that I've ever heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool. It's really cool.
I told
cool.
you, I am not a fan of the horror movies.
You probably wouldn't like this one, but anyway, there's like this weird demonic box in the basement of this mansion type of weird modern house, and then as you walk through or whatever, these ghosts that are trapped, that power the house, I guess, they like make electricity or something.
Okay.
And for whatever reason. And so the ghosts get out, but the only way you can see the ghosts is if you're wearing these like augmented reality glasses. And then they just come in and just fuck everybody up. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
And Matthew Lillard gets cut in half.
Okay.
The long way. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I saw Mortal Kombat this week.
Oh, how was it?
You haven't seen it?
No.
It was
not as good as the originals.
It was definitely better than
fuck
the originals.
Fuck you.
It was basically, there was no plot. It was an excuse to make a movie with a lot of fights, and it was awesome.
And they did.
I mean, there was a plot. It just wasn't very good. They didn't actually ever get to a tournament. The whole thing happened
what?
Before the Mortal Kombat tournament.
Like, were they setting it up for a sequel or something?
I believe that's what they were doing.
Oh.
It was fucking stupid. But in that kind of like, I'm a guy, I love this
yeah.
sort of
well,
way.
So were the originals, the first two.
It was better than those.
Was it in the same vein? Did Cage bash a big Goro in the
Johnny
dick?
Johnny Cage is not in it.
What?
That was the other thing too. Like I don't even want to say though.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Johnny Cage is not in it. They have some characters you would expect, like Liu Kang.
Scorpion,
right. Sub-Zero. They have Kano. They have
Raiden.
Yeah, of course they got.
Oh,
Raiden.
Okay.
They got Sonya Blade and Jax. Right, and then they have Kano. Goro's in it, and Shang Tsung, and Shang Tsung. I don't know. I don't give a shit.
Close enough.
And then all the other bad guys are like. Who gives a fuck about these people? I don't know which one of the masked chicks it is that has like the fucked up face. I
Katana?
Think Melina, maybe?
Melania.
Melania.
yep.
The one that looks shell shocked all the time.
Yeah. That's the one. Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, yeah but I don't know. The bad guys, like, it had one of the robots. I just don't know which one.
Oh, okay. We're going all the way to Mortal Kombat 3 here.
They said his name probably half a dozen times, but you know,
right.
I didn't care about the fucking plot.
Yeah, you just wanted to see some action.
And they pulled the fatalities off, and that's that's why I said, speaking of a guy getting half the long way.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because
that was something that did not happen in the PG-13
movie. Oh,
no,
there was blood spraying.
Nice.
You know who else they had was that guy who was, had the dumb hat and, like, threw it, and the hat would cut people?
Oh, goddamn, what was his name?
Kung Lao?
Kung Lao, yep.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
Kung Lao, dude. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Kung Lao.
Yeah, I watched. I don't watch a lot of TV series these days, but I decided to give Squid Game a shot.
I haven't started, but it's in my list.
Okay. Are you okay with watching subtitles?
Oh yeah. Okay. Here's what my brother Gabe and I have this in common. It doesn't matter what language it's in. We're gonna watch it with subtitles because when it comes to, I don't know why his reasoning, but mine is I can't fucking hear. Like if it's on a TV, I hate watching TV at your house sometimes because I have a hard enough time hearing the TV.
Oh, so you want me to turn subtitles on?
Oh, I do, but I don't want to ask.
Oh, I'm cool with that.
But your dog is also like a maniac. He's either fucking awesome
or doing this.
Or he's just a goddamn pest. Maniac. And,
yes.
And I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Lot. Like, so, sometimes you're, like, laughing your ass off. Like, when we were watching the Rick and Morty shit, you're laughing your ass off, and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
I will say this. So, I started to watch it, and I said, oh, cool. It's got the English dub, okay?
Okay.
I'm like, awesome. I can just kind of have it on, and if I get distracted, I can still listen. But I started watching it, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I said, this is so god. I said, what the fuck is people's heart on about this? This is weird and dumb. Okay. And I get about halfway through the episode, and I'm like, I can't take it anymore. So I shut it off, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it another shot. The next day I come back, I started the show over, but I shut off the subtitles. Or shut off the dubbing and listen to it in the Korean and read the subtitles. I'm like, oh my god, this is so much better. Because it's not some weirdo that's trying to, you know, recreate what's going on. You know, it's what's happening, right? So yeah, definitely watch it with the subtitles in the native language. Much better that way.
Yeah.
Much better that way. Okay. But yeah, it was
I had been told that before. And yeah. But I would have watched it with the subtitles, no matter what.
And so that's my takeaway. And then I don't know. I saw a little later on that Netflix said I would give it a 99% match. You know, when they try to match you up with stuff, and I don't know. I think that I was talking.
They probably think everyone loves this, so we're just gonna gamble that it's a 99% match for everyone.
But here's my deal: is like I. Even watching it with the subtitles on and changing over to that, I still think I'm missing something. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still think that...
Like a chromosome.
I'm sorry. No, I've got too many of those. Mm-hmm. No, but it was still like I was missing something. You know, like something didn't cross over in the entire translation of things.
All right.
Like, you know, just like social cues. Like... In Korea, this type of a thing is more serious than that. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, so just stuff like that. So, at the end of it all, I was like, okay. I mean, it was good. It was fine. And it was violent and gory. But it was just okay, you know?
Oh, okay.
There just was stuff I just didn't understand. And they had gone down a few different avenues. And then they were just sort of... They kind of explained things midway through the show. You know, like there was... One dynamic that was actually really kind of interesting, and then they just, you know, ended it right there. It's like, okay, this isn't going to play out anymore. Okay, this was weird to even, it was weird to even incorporate this type of thing. But again, it might be one of those things where, you know, and there was a couple of times where I'm not going to give too much away, but like there was a reference to where the theme of organ harvesting comes up a few times within the show. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, right away at the beginning, they're like, we're going to cut your fucking liver out, and we're gonna take all your organs because you owe us this amount of money or whatever, and you're not paying up. So there was a lot of references towards, like, taking your organs. So in America, that just doesn't really happen. You know, that's not really a threat. But over there, it's probably a bigger deal, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So there are things that I think were lost on American audience that, you know, Korean audiences are like, oh, fuck yeah, that's what's going on. Okay, well, just was lost on me.
Okay.
Could be that extra chromosome, though. I'm anxious to hear your review.
All right.
But, yeah. So Adam and I are now investors in crypto.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Cole?
Good for you. I'm ambivalent towards that.
Really?
I'm happy that you're doing well, but well, also not really. If it all comes crashing down, like I no. won't be. I'll be sad for you, but I won't also like care.
I feel kind of bad because so what ended up happening was, and maybe you were. I don't know if you were in this conversation at all, but I had last week. I got a tip from TikTok, and this guy posts this video. He's like, you know what? How much money do you spend in a week doing this? What do you do? Take $100 and just drop it into this Shiba Inu coin. And I'm like, fuck it, whatever. So I did, you know, and I dropped $100 into it, and it bought me. And that's what's funny too about it. $100 bought me like 15 million shares of this thing, or something ridiculous, you know. So if it hits a penny, I'll be having a lot of money. Is it going to happen? It's very unlikely. So I dropped, you know, $100 into it, and then I dropped another $100 into it, and then I dropped another $100 into it. So I ended up dropping, I think, a total of like $350. And by that point, I told Adam, and maybe I told you.
You didn't
remember.
Tell me to do nothing. You didn't even tell me how to do it.
Oh,
you told me like a few days after.
Well, I figured. Well, okay, here's my deal. And I was trying to explain crypto to you, and you were just like, "What? Fuck that! Like, I'm not gonna give."
I didn't say fuck that. I just said I don't understand what the hell it is.
Okay, okay. So
I don't
if you
get
don't
how
understand
it,
are you gonna throw $100 at it?
I know people make money off of it, and I like money.
God damn it! Okay. Anyway, so Adam was kind of in the same boat. So Adam got in a little later than I did. So I made back my investment. I'm like, I'm at around a $450 profit as we speak. So I had already, I cashed out my initial investment. So I got my money back. And right now I'm just playing with the house money.
The stuff you already, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm just letting that ride, you know, to see what happens with it. And,
okay.
And hopefully, Cole, I'll be a gazillionaire.
Yeah, you gonna build like a little swimming pool with gold coins, like Scrooge McDuck?
Probably.
That'd be.
But
awesome.
it's gonna be digital.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So. But I don't know. Dude, I've been reading. And again, I don't know how accurate these statements are from people, but there are folks that are like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm cashing out my 401k. And I'm putting it into this. And it's like, okay, cool, but what the fuck? You're so fucked. I don't think I would. I think the most I would do is what I did, you know, $100.
You do what you're comfortable with. Don't do what you can do.
Especially.
But you're uncomfortable with losing.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. And if I would have seen that it had started to just bomb, I would have pulled out and I wouldn't have lost. I mean, $100 would have been the most I would have been comfortable with losing on something like that. But yeah, Adam was like, whoa, shit, why didn't you tell me about this sooner and all this shit? And it's like, dude, if I would have come to you last week or whatever it was and said, hey, I'm putting $100 into this thing, you know, I heard about it on TikTok. I don't think a lot of people would be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do $100.
You know what? It's nice to be included sometimes. It's nice to be invited to the party even if you know I can't make it.
Well, yeah, I suppose. And I know. But, you know, if I had been losing my ass, you guys would have all been laughing at me. And you guys
I wouldn't laugh at you. I mean, it's only $100. It's not like I know. I'd laugh at you harder. You lost $100 at the casino.
Yeah.
Because you basically almost guaranteed to lose it. So sometimes you get it back, but you know, like.
Oh, almost every time. I don't think I've gone to the casino ever. And it's like, all right, cool.
Like people who gamble like often and then they talk about how much money they won, like they never talk about how many times they lost their ass. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like prayer.
Yeah. Pray. Oh. The fuckers that pray in public just piss me off. Somewhere.
Why? Who's praying in public?
I don't know. I just see people doing it, and it just pisses me off. Like, you're not supposed to show that shit off. You just do that fucking behind closed doors. Like, it's in the Bible. Like, people that are, like, Jesus sees all these people praying, like, out in public.
He beat the shit out of them.
And he's like, those people, like, are not, like, truly, like, sure, you know, they're not, they're just doing it to show, like, that, like, what's expected of them, you know?
Right, right. They're being Pharisees. They're being fucking assholes. I see what you're saying. But, yeah. So you are of the mind of a gambler is, so if somebody says,
I think people are using this crypto thing as kind of almost a substitute for gambling, where
maybe
you have a better chance of winning, I think. Investing and stuff, but there is a chance you could lose a lot. That's why I say, if you're gonna make investments, don't invest more than what you're comfortable to lose.
Yeah, yeah, you know? of course.
Like, if you have $40,000, don't invest $40,000. You invest what you're comfortable with, but if something comes up,
and prostitutes with the rest.
If something comes up, you have the rest of that money to fall back on.
Oh, but for
sure. Hopefully, you can build something out of the small amount that you've taken. You know.
But I guess my question is, when it comes to gambling, is gambling a continuous string? So, if I go to the casino, which I do occasionally, and I know how much I'm going to spend at the casino. Okay, it's going to be X amount of dollars.
Uh-huh.
If I win, great. If I don't, it was a good time.
Yeah,
that's it.
That to me isn't gambling. That's entertainment. I mean, it is gambling.
Right. It is. But also, like, I'm not going there to chase the dragon.
If you go there without a plan and you're not enjoying yourself, then it's definitely. If you're just like, there might be free money. You know,
right? So when did I tell you about the time Robbie and I went to?
Wait! We were talking about gambling.
Yeah,
I told you I had a story about Booger McFarland.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Tell me who Booger McFarland is.
Booger McFarland is a guy on the ESPN. I guess he's still there. And from what I had seen, Booger McFarland the first time would have been maybe 3-4 years ago, and it was the weirdest thing. So I watched him on Monday Night Football, okay? And he was a commentator on there, but he was never in the box with the guys, okay? He was never like a third guy, like, hey, Booger McFarland, do my thing. They would always make him go to the sidelines, and he was in this weird, it almost looked like a cherry picker lift or something that they would scoot him across the field and he would just report on the action. That's all I know him from. And he was terrible. He was awful.
Okay.
He was a terrible commentator.
Really?
I didn't like him. I didn't care for his analysis. I thought he was kind of annoying, but
I don't know maybe if he's still in the cherry picker or the boom truck or whatever you're talking about.
I don't think he is.
But he is now, I found out, I'd never heard of this man before today, but I was out to eat with Molly T.
Yeah.
And it's Monday night. Mm-hmm. So they had the countdown to Monday Night Football on ESPN on, right?
Yeah.
And they had five guys, I think it was, behind a desk.
Yeah, okay.
And Booger McFarland must still not be very good at his job because he's on the very far end of the desk, the very far left end, you know? But, like, you know, if you're on the very end of the desk and you're probably the least important, especially if there's five of you.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Odd number out, you know. So
was he a former ball player?
He must have been. He's okay. A big dude.
He's dumb.
Anyway, describe him. Physically describe him.
Like me, but black.
Okay, so he's big.
Bald.
He's big.
Big,
he's
bald, and dumb.
He's black. And also, he's kind of ugly, right?
Yeah, his face is kind of fucked up.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a judge.
I'm
no prize myself, but he is kind of ugly.
He is
right?
No snack, as the girls say these days.
So this is on, you know, and I'm kind of looking up over at the other TV screen, which is playing Chive TV.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a bunch of people
shit.
Falling off of shit or people doing awesome shit. And Molly T looks up. She's watching Chive TV on one of the TVs, and then she looks over and sees Booger McFarland on TV, and she goes, hey, there's Charles Barkley.
I mean, kind of.
And I go, that is not Charles Barkley. Okay, wait. Now, Malati is very dark. She her skin color is black. Yes.
Right, right.
But I look at her and I go, not all black people look the same, Malati. She goes, what? I was like, that is not Charles Barkley.
Okay.
She goes, who is it? She goes, no, that's Charles Barkley. I was like, I don't know who that is, but I know that's not Charles Barkley.
Okay. To be fair, in her defense, if you were to put.
You know how I said Booger McFarland is ugly?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley is not. And he is not nearly as dark as
No, but
he is light skinned. Booger McFarland is very dark skinned. Charles Barkley is kind of a handsome dude. Booger McFarland is ugly.
Yeah, okay. So my whole thing is like if you were to put them to side by side and you were to say, hey, we're getting together for the family reunion, you could see how
She said. And I said, I call bullshit.
Okay.
You and Charles Barkley got more looks in common than him and Booger. You just got to grow a shitty little mustache and never win an NBA title, and you guys could practically be cousins.
Now, I'm guessing when you found out his name that there was some, like, there's no way that's his name, right?
I looked at it, and I was like, he's a football player. It makes sense. There's probably dumb stuff. But she's like, that's not his name. I was like, well, it's a nickname. She's like, no, it's probably some French stuff, like, Bouchard. I'm like
Bouchard.
I'm like, no, it's probably Bouchard. Booger. You know,
no, it's totally
just some
Booger.
Dumbass football player with a probably
got the nickname when
he was probably playing in the cold in like Minnesota or something, and he wasn't used to it. He had snot coming down his nose, and his teammates were just being dicks, and they're like, "Hey, Booger, that's funny." And he became Booger forever.
That was it.
Yeah. I got a couple more. I got a couple more wedding stories. So
yeah,
you know, I had out of town family in, right?
Yes, I think you said from Texas
and some from Iowa, some from just short distances away, like Kindred, North Dakota.
Oh, sure.
You know, Wisconsin. You know, different places.
You guys were bringing them in from all over.
Yeah. The ones from Kindred. They stayed at this hotel, and the son, I think he's about 12, he looks out the window and he says, hey, Mom, Dad, there's a bunch of cops and ambulances outside the hotel, right?
Oh, shit.
Turns out one of the workers went on break, and it's a 15-minute break or whatever, and then about an hour later, everyone's like, Mike? Where's Mike? Let's just call him Mike. And they're like, I don't know. He went on break, you know? And then couldn't figure out where Mike was. And then they found him overdosed in one of the hotel rooms.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck.
So, yeah.
Was he all right?
I don't know. Ain't my problem. I didn't call up the hospital and say, hey, my brother Mike is overdosed. Is he alive or dead?
Okay, well, that's fucked up. Was that the one where you were planning on staying?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey. You go find something else to chew on, buddy.
This is it, man.
So, so there was that. Told you Shay got us some groomsmen gifts.
What'd he get you?
He got us beer steins with like our faces on them.
What?
Like it looks really good, except for I don't look old enough. It looks creepy how young I look.
Oh.
Like when you see a celebrity that's obviously had plastic surgery.
That's what you, oh man, when you get home then you have to take a picture.
Yeah. But then I'm opening up like my shirt collar and I got the bat symbol on underneath and
cool.
I'm all ripped and shit. I look pretty cool. Gabe, my little brother Gabe, is holding a drumstick because he's always drumming.
Yeah.
My brother's friend, Casey is holding a football with the Detroit Lions logo on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's another dude.
Poor guy.
Yes. But that's what he likes, you know.
Yeah, you like what you like.
The dude Sam has got like a barbell because he like or a dumbbell because he likes
he's
lifting
a
weights. And Alex, you know, yeah. He's always on his boat during the summer, so his is him. Like they got him on a boat, you know, like steering wheel on a boat.
That's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, there's these, and it's really cool because we can use them every day,
right?
Like for coffee or you know, if we want beer or whatever. So yeah, I don't know. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this thing.
Yeah, we did the wedding rehearsal,
where'd you guys do that again?
Same
place of that
Robbie's Steakhouse.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Venue 25.
Okay,
out on Route 25.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the little girls after the wedding rehearsal really took not too long or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
but she goes. We finished up the wedding rehearsal. She goes, "Was that the wedding? Are they married now?" And Shay and Natalie just start laughing. They're like, man, we wish, you know. And the guy who is officiating the wedding, he's like, well, we have the paperwork right here. We could just, you know, get this done with.
Just cancel it.
I think they kind of considered it.
Not a bad idea.
And then after the actual ceremony, that same little girl, her sister said, the ceremony took probably 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
It did not go very long. That same little girl, her sister goes, that ceremony had too many words. It was long. And I just stopped. I turned around and I stopped her. I go, honey, you're so lucky that wasn't a Catholic wedding.
No shit, right?
Oh, man.
I remember going to my first Catholic wedding. I'm like, what the fuck is even going on here?
We got so much time. We got to do aerobics.
God
fuck.
Damn. Shit.
First of all, I pop danced. Which was hilarious.
Your pop was dancing?
He's actually good, too. Like, not, like super good. He's not like Michael Jackson or anything. Like, and he's not, like, the guy you'd be watching. But I don't know why he doesn't want to do it. He's not, like, embarrassing or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah, I saw my pop dance. And, like, he got off the dance floor. It was him and my mom or whatever. He comes off, walking off. I go, man, you're actually pretty good. I never seen you dance before. He goes, never see it again. And
I
told that same story to Molity.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, well, what if we get married? I go, oh, come on. Him and I know that's never going to happen. And then she got pretty upset.
Yeah, I bet she did.
Well, I was just joking. It was a good joke, too.
It was a good joke.
Well, shit. Speaking of dancing, though. So Shay and Natalie were listening to this song, and Shay goes, hey, could you put this on the playlist? And she goes, okay. So she starts putting it on the playlist, and while she does it, Shay starts typing in to YouTube. And she looks over at his phone, and she goes, are you Googling how to dance? And he goes, yes. And he did. And it must have worked because
he knew.
Because he danced, and he's actually pretty decent.
Him and your dad have gone to the same school of dance, man.
I guess, because I've been doing it for a long time, and I still suck. Those two are way better than me.
That's awesome. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. So we got too much else to talk about.
I don't think so. We covered a lot.
We're going to put this up in a minute. We got another Thursday throw up or Wednesday, whatever we call it. Coming up this week.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't know what the hell we talked about. I know we talked about chicken sandwiches for a second. Other than that,
I think it was chicken sandwiches. We talked about, well, yeah, again, we'll have to go back.
Salmon sandwiches? We should probably listen to that because I don't know what we said. It could have been awful.
Yeah, it could have been. We're not getting elected to public office anytime soon. I think we'll be okay.
I don't care. Fuck. I don't want to be in public office. All right, well, for Comic Con,
I'm Taylor, every week.